for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
A hot weekend is on the way. This is your Thunder Country weather update for all of southern Iowa. Today's high around 87, maybe a midday shower. Between 1 and 3 a.m. overnight, we could receive up to a quarter of an inch of rain throughout the region. Sunday's high is going to be around 93. Monday's high around 95. The heat is back.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, doll.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome in. Welcome into the Coach's Corner. Yes, indeed. Jacob Briggs, the best producer in all the business. We have officially crash landed.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for this?
I hope so.
Yeah, well, buckle them up. Hey, here we go. We're on another ride here on the Coach's Corner. But this ride is about to get in full motion. You know, the summer lull, that little break between the final baseball softball game and then football.
Yeah.
It is about to come to an end. Last night, got a little taste of some football and the... You know, it's a nice week. Zero's okay. Yeah. You know, we Moravia had a chance to get on the air. We got them on the air and ran some power issues. And you know, when you're running, how many different broadcasts?
Eight
broadcasts on one given Friday night. You're going to have a few hiccups along the way, but you better be ready, Mr. Briggs, because
sure.
you're going to be sleeping really fast.
Yeah.
But I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to getting Joe Cloyd on here in a few seconds, the voice of the Mohawks, talking a little bit about their opening game, their week zero opponent, and, new coach. And, you know, there's always new. That's one thing that's really awesome about high school and college football is that, you know, you're constantly in a new era. A new group of kids are coming in, and you've said goodbye to the last group, and so and you have coaching changes, and every year it's a box of chocolate for us.
For sure.
Never know what you're going to get, but we're going to talk with Joe a little bit about last night, part of our Thunder Country team, and on thunder.tv, you can go out there and catch all of these broadcasts, and of course, each one with their own TV slot, and so you can not only hear all the action, but watch it unfold before your very eyes. And I'm excited because we got a great crew. Man, right. That crew got together last week up in Oskaloosa. By the way, the American Grill, that's what it's called, the old post office.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Took my daughter there yesterday. We're moving her in. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say moving her out because she, but she's going to college. She'd been going to college, but now she's going to move out and go to William Penn next year and live up there because her schedule is crazy busy. And I don't want to say moving out because that doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. So we helped move her in. But we went over there to the American Grill. By the way, that was just fantastic food.
It was.
So, folks, I strongly recommend it. We took the crew up there, a huge crew, got a picture of the crew with a few missing parts, but a large crew putting together Friday Night Lights, and it's going to be a great, great time. And it all begins next Friday, and next Friday morning out at Hardee's, our Friday morning preview.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ought to see Jacob's face, folks. This is a man that's realized, have you ever seen TikTok, Facebook, the videos where someone is catching a fish and it gets to the top of the boat and they realize it's a great white and they're about to get ate themselves. Well, Jacob's fish, they are looking down into the water, realizing that what he may have caught is bigger than what he wants to get off the hook. And next week, you'll be taking it off the hook, buddy.
That comparison, that's a good one.
But you baited your own hook, which is a good sign, you know? I always said I wanted to marry a lady that could bait her own hook, and now you can not only bait your own hook, you got to take off the bait, off the fish. Hey, we're going to have a great show this morning. Coach Ratliff's going to join us here in a few seconds, and we're going to talk some cross country. They got their opening week ahead. We're going to talk with Coach Huber last night. They had a scrimmage. We'll talk about that scrimmage, and we were going to check in with Missy Dustin, the volleyball coach, and we've tried to make connections, but they have very busy Saturdays, and so we're working on a schedule to get her in here, and because almost every Saturday morning throughout the year they're going to be in tournaments, and they start really early and they don't have many breaks, so getting her connected live is kind of hard to do, so we're working on getting them on, because I think they have a really promising season as well ahead of them. And and we'll talk with Joe Cloyd here in a few seconds. We'll get he got his first weekend, and you got to get the gremlins out. But I am certain that somewhere, the good news, we've never had bed bugs here. I don't know which is harder to get out. Bed bugs or the gremlins that we get into our equipment, because they just jump from one piece of equipment to another. And Jacob, your job is to try to find them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever watched the movie Gremlins? Oh my gosh, folks! This is what we're dealing with. And I referred to Jacob the other day as Stretch Armstrong. And I don't think he had any idea what I was talking about. Now, the smartest listening audience in all America knows both of those, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. You looked like Stretch Armstrong this week, and next week, and when we get you up and going, it's going to be even. You're going to be stretched even more. But yeah, you have to watch the movie Gremlins. Mm-hmm. Just don't get any water on them. Just keep multiplying. So I think maybe that's it. All right, folks, buckle them up. The ride's going to continue after a quick timeout. We're coming back to the Fast Hour. All the radio, the Coach's Corner will continue. We're going to check in with Coach Todd Ratliff. And Joe Cloyd's going to join us. We'll talk Moravia Mohawk opening week football. New coach, new quarterback. Like all these high school teams, new pieces. And we'll talk about that. And then Coach Huber will stop by. And you are on the ride. That is the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Summer is here, and at Community First Credit Union, we have to ask, have you thought about where you'd like to be next summer? Would you like to be in a new house, new vehicle, enjoying retirement? We have a hot deal to help. With a minimum of $1,000, get a 13-month certificate account at 5.15% annual percentage yield. And start building your savings this summer to be prepared for next. Get details and apply online today at c1stcu.com. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
H&S Feed and Country Store is celebrating Checkerboard Days Saturday, August 24th from 8 to 3. We have a fun-filled day planned for you and your family. A petting zoo, water balloon launcher, live music, and a kids roping contest. Bring your prize hen in for our chicken beauty contest. Enjoy a smoked pork customer appreciation lunch, savings throughout the store with the opportunity to prepay and pick up your feed at your convenience. H&S Feed and Country Store, your local Purina and Traeger dealer on the west side of Oskaloosa. Follow us on Facebook for more details.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane. We'll be right back.
A robust agricultural economy is the pride of Iowa, but high input costs are challenging farmers and rural families. Inflation is squeezing their finances, making it difficult for family farming to thrive. But there's hope. Congressman Zach Nunn is helping to make loans more accessible and affordable for America's farms by co-sponsoring the Access to Credit for Our Rural Economy, or ACRE Act. The ACRE Act will help lower the cost of rural home mortgages and agricultural loans for hardworking farmers, ranchers, and rural homeowners. Congressman Zach Nunn is fighting to pass common sense legislation like the ACRE Act to help Iowa farms and rural communities prosper. Call Congressman Nunn at 515-400-8180. Thank him for supporting Iowa families and farmers and ask him to keep advocating to make a thriving agricultural economy a reality. Paid for by American Bankers Association, ABA.com. Sponsored by Iowa Bankers Association.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. For 65 years, Menards has been the destination for post-frame buildings. Whether it's used for protecting equipment or you just need a place to keep your toys, Menards has a post-frame building for you. Get a free estimate fast, in-store, or on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. Let's jump on the old phone lines, catch up with my good buddy, Coach Todd Ratliff. Hey, Coach! Here we go, buddy. You buckled up and all locked in because the ride is officially on.
Oh, man, it's meet week. We have our home meet on Thursday. We are excited as a team to get out there and get after it. We did notice there might be some heat this week, so
yeah.
A pretty cool team is going to get heated up, I think.
Yeah, well, that is something we have not talked much about. We've been, you know, really been given a reprieve. This is it will be the first time we talked about heat. That's a good thing, but it will take some, some acclimation. I wouldn't mind have been running in the heat and then coming into the cool, but that'll be a topic.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I was talking the other day with one of the coaches. Oh, let me, before I forget, we have a new volunteer assistant coach helping us. 2012, 13, 14, and 14 senior leader, state runner Tyler Passett has joined the coaching staff.
Well, hey.
Speaking of cool and hot all at the same time. So super excited. He's finishing his PhD from Purdue, from Albia right now. So he's going to be with us. But we were talking the other day about how track starts and it's snowing, and it ends when we're blistered up at the state track meet. Cross country kind of starts the opposite way. Starts with that blistering heat, and in November 2nd, it could be snowing on us when we're running up at Fort Dodge if we reach our goals here this season.
Well, there's a four-letter word you're not allowed to say on this radio station. I'm telling you that right now. So just leave it off there, mister. And it begins with S, so we don't even want to talk about that. But let's talk about this outstanding teams you've got here. Let's start with the guys and tell us a little bit about the week that's been, and then maybe give us a tease of what you expect on Thursday.
Yeah, Junior Cole Wilson is our senior leader this year. Along with a couple of seniors that are brand new. So he's kind of mentoring the seniors, which is amazing to watch that young man mature as he goes through that process. But we're talking, Coach Atwood and I, after practice. We're not sure who our top seven is going to be. We've got 9 or 10 guys vying for those 7 spots. And, there's nothing better within a squad than not having a set spot. So you've got those 4 sophomores that ran varsity last year and Cole, and we're kind of thinking those 5 guys are probably going to end up with those spots. But then we've got Dominic Devers, 400 specialist, 200 specialist from track has come out this year for us to run, and we've got a couple of freshmen that are back there in there, and Eric Dershai's been running up with that front group again last night. We've got a plethora of guys that we can't wait to watch them race, because we know that sometimes people have more of a competitive drive than others. But we think that all 9 or 10 of these guys have that competitive drive. So, you know, we're so excited to watch this young team. And let's face it, if you've got four sophomores in your top 5 or 6, that's a pretty young team. And we think they're going to get better all season as they learn to race a little bit better and we get a little more speed. The coach has been working on cardio with them and that endurance so that we can be our fastest in October. Right at the end there. So I'm super excited with Dylan Reno and Ben Wilson, Brendan Lehart, and Guy Sample, you know, along with Cole and Dominique. And then, you know, Wyatt Ewell's giving cross country a shot this fall, and he looks pretty solid. Ty Colbanks, we know we watched him run last year in junior high and was near the front of those junior high packs as an eighth grader. And, you know, Vincent Etcher and Camden Lehart, Tyson, my son is in the backpack of that mix. So, man, we are excited to see what they do. You know, the expectations never change. We want us to be our best. We don't want to compete against our teammates when we race. We don't want to compete against the competition when we race. We just want to go out there and compete against ourselves and see where we can push ourselves.
Well, pushing that yourselves has been something these girls have really embraced. This group of girls have been running together for a long time and continue to keep that spirit. That, you know, when meeting them on the media day last week, that was really at the forefront of how they feel like this is a family, but how they enjoy pushing each other, that's just been the formula.
Yeah, you're exactly right, And you know, we had a great senior leadership group last year, but look at what we've got this year. Again, three girls that have spent 5 full years and now they're in their 6th year with the program. It doesn't get much better than that when you're looking for leadership on a team. So you've got Serene Thompson and Lily Buckingham and Olivia Sheffield. And on any given day, any one of those girls could replace the coaching staff and know exactly what needs to happen and how to make it happen. And, so you can't really, I mean, there's no recipe that's better than grandma's chocolate chip cookie. But when you're talking cross country and you're talking leadership, there's no recipe better than three girls that are able to work together to lead the team. You know, we've got McKenna Montgomery again. You know, she's highly ranked where she should be after her finish in season last year. And then you've got Paige Popson, who's putting in an enormous amount of work trying to get to be her best. Sophie Heeman, working hard. You know, Millie's coming back, and we know that Millie will be Millie ready when we get to that phase of the season where we need her. And then Reagan Carter and Derby, who's a new one for us as well. She's a junior in that mix. And, you know, it's exciting on that side too, because we think about, you know, the consistency of Avery and Juliana and McKenna. But I think next year this time we're going to be talking about the consistency of Olivia and Serene and Lily, because they just seem to be good leaders. They're competitors. They want team first instead of me first, and that is so big. And they know that if team's first, then they're going to push themselves harder than they might if they were just running for themselves. And I'm telling you what, I've been excited for about 3 weeks to get to this meet this week, and, you know, providing the heat doesn't tell us to push back, you know, because safety first. But if we get this thing kicked off, I'm excited, because as coaches, we can't really dictate where we want to go with practice until we see them compete. And once we see that, then we have that baseline 5K time, and we can know where their repeat 400s are supposed to be and what their 5-minute fartlek or interval runs should look like. And so it helps us a ton to get that first meet in. And then, you know, it's crazy because it's not a very long season now. I mean, their season, that they started running in June, July, August, they've got 3 months. We've got September, end of October, we take that shot at four-peating with that girls team making it to the state race. So again, I would say if we had one word to describe where the coaches are and where we feel the athletes are, it's excitement because of the unknown and because of the understanding of what they put in. I was talking to somebody last night at the scrimmage about the work that these kids put in. They're like, that's just amazing. And, you know, it truly is. And you being a runner understand that it's dedication. And if you just take time away, you have to start over. These kids, they're just working so hard. I don't know if people can hear the excitement in my voice, Jason, but man, is it going to be a fun year.
Well, get a chance to see it all unfold on Thursday, and it might be hot, but as a spectator, lots of shade, so it'll be a great course to watch it in. I can't wait for Thursday, Coach, to get this thing up and going and underway.
Yeah, me too. Hey, go Big Blue.
All right, we'll talk with you next Saturday morning as we get the season up and going. A quick timeout, we're coming back, and Joe Cloyd's going to join us. We'll talk Moravia Mohawk, the Week 0 ball game. Football? Fall? It's going to be fast, just like a cross-country team as we go through this fall season. So after a quick time, I'll come back, talk a little football. And Coach Huber is in the house. We'll talk about their little preview last night when we come back to the Coach Corner.
Get ready for the biggest free Christian music event in Southeast Iowa. Concert on the Square, featuring Cochran and Company. And Ben Fuller. But the cross sets them wrong. Saturday, August 31st in downtown Oskaloosa. A night free to attend, full of fellowship, food trucks, and fun. Make your plans now to attend this year's free Concert on the Square, Labor Day weekend in downtown Oskaloosa. I got Jesus. There's a hope that's living deep. Visit OskieFreeConcert.com for more details.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Wow! That's the expression most people say when they go into Franklin Street Clothing in Pella, Iowa. You know, Mike is waiting there, and they have 5,000 pairs of Levi jeans, Docker jeans, Levi's that you can't find today. Mike has them all, and your size. Plus, they carry non-Bush shoes. They carry clothes for women, for children, right downtown Pella. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6, Thursday nights till 8, Saturday 9 to 5. Franklin Street Clothing in downtown Pella.
I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Brenna Whitney from Moravia High School and Ethan Stalzer from Albia High School recently participated in the National Electric Cooperative Youth Tour of Washington, D.C. They joined 35 other student leaders from Iowa. This week-long leadership development program offers high school students the chance to learn firsthand about government, the electric cooperative business model, and current issues in the energy industry. For more information on how you can participate in CVC's 2025 Youth Tour program, visit cvrec.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. Let's jump in the old phone line and get connected with one of our 8 broadcasters. A guy that is Mohawk driven. That is Joe Cloyd, the voice of the Mohawks. Joe, welcome aboard, buddy. New season, new coach, lots of new faces, the unveiling of the Mohawks here in 24. Give us a rundown of, and first let's start with the head coaching position. Maybe give a little idea of who's at the helm and some of the changes took place there. And then let's go through some of the new names we might be looking forward to this season.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me, Jason. Really appreciate the opportunity. A lot of excitement in Moravia. Coach Bumstead comes over from Illinois, actually won an eight-player state championship over in Illinois, so pretty rare to have a coach in Moravia with that kind of credibility, so pretty excited to see what he can do with the program. As you said, there's a lot of new faces out there, and just when you look at new coaching and coaching turnover, what the high school level has to try to implement in such a short amount of time, expect to see some growing pains with the new faces and then the new system. So A lot of good things last night. The score obviously wasn't what the Mohawks wanted, but there was good effort, and I thought some good adjustments made. Probably one of the bright spots last night was Blake Ewing. He did a lot of good things at the running back position for us. Came in, did some really nice work there. So looking forward to see what he can do. We got new quarterback Kale Moore. And then I'll point out some guys on the line. Moravia's line's a little bigger this year than normal. But almost every game we go into, the line of scrimmage, we're undersized. And really, I think that cost us a little bit last night. Boyer Valley just did a good job controlling the line of scrimmage. So there's some exciting youngsters there that I'm sure Coach Bumstead is excited about, too, and just looking to build on as the season goes. You know, people see that score and probably disappointed. I would just say give it some time with the new coach and a lot of new faces. I think you'll see this team continue to grow and get better as the season goes on.
Talking with Joe Cloyd, the voice of the Moravia Mohawks. The Mohawks go down last night 54-21 over Boyer Valley on the road. You know, that's a tough task, Joe, is to go on the road. First game as a head coach, new quarterback, a lot of new faces, and you got to go do that on the road. And as you said, those are the moments that you can start to see whether or not you got some character, how the team performs the entire night, and then being able to build on it.
Yeah, late in the game, I was really impressed. The effort was there the whole time. You know, early on in the game, offense was struggling a little bit. Boyer Valley got up 12-0. The Mohawks answered with a really good drive. Blake Ewing had a lot of carries on that, run-heavy offense. The line was starting to gel a little bit, looked pretty good. And they were able to score the touchdown and get it to 12-6. You know, Boyer Valley answered with a big run. And then on the next Mohawk possession, we had a pick six. So the momentum just kind of got away from them there in the first half. I think it was 34-6 at halftime. But the effort was obviously still there. They scored a couple late touchdowns. So that was good to see.
Talking about Joe Cloyd. All right, Joe, what's up next for the Mohawks? Is hard to believe, but the season is here, buddy.
Yeah, we started out, this was an hour and 45-minute drive from Moravia up to ADM to play Boyer Valley. We got Bedford this coming Friday, so that's 2 hours away. So really, really long road trips to start the season. Just a tough schedule to start out with when you combine everything that's going on, the new faces, the young kids, the new coach, long travel times. It takes a lot to show the character that you were talking about, and I think the Mohawks did a good job of that last night, and I'm excited to see how the new faces can grow and improve this season.
That is the outstanding voice, the voice of the Moravia Mohawks. You can catch that all here. Where can they catch you at, Joe? This is your chance for those Mohawks that want to get their fix and be a part of the fun season that you guys are going to have together. Where do they find you at?
Well, Thunder Country app is where I tell everybody to go. Like you said, there's 8 broadcasts, so you got to find the Mohawk broadcast. We did have some technical difficulties last night. I apologize for that. Normally takes us at least 1 week to get things ironed out.
The gremlins.
After you work a full day and take an hour and 45-minute road trip, things don't always go as smoothly as you want. But I think we got all that behind us, and we'll be ready for next week. So get on the Thunder Country app, or you know, if you have trouble finding it, look me up on Facebook. Thunder Country's on Facebook too, so yeah, just get out there and give us a listen. We'd love to have you.
Gonna be a lot of fun. Long drive. You're getting those long distance miles in that early, and we'll be back home before you know it. Thanks so much for joining us, Joe, and we'll look forward to hearing you again next week.
Absolutely. I want to give a shout out to Jacob in the studio. He's a huge help. And then Joe Millage, I think I'm on a mileage program with him, so that helps too.
Well, don't brag up Millage too much. His head's about to explode the way it is. But Briggsy, he kind of earned it. So welcome aboard, Joe, and we'll visit with you next week, buddy. And of course, we'll have our Friday night lights. The Hy-Vee tailgate begins at 5:30. We'll get you guys on there, get your highlights of the week. And then, of course, on the post-game show, getting the roundup of the ball game. So glad to have you along on the team, and it's going to be a great season.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot, Jason, for all you do. Appreciate it. Go Mohawks.
Quick timeout. We're coming back. We're going to talk some Bloomington football. Last night, Van Buren over here in the scrimmage, and we'll get Coach Huber's perspective on all that when we come back to the Fast Hour on Lalo Radio. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Summer is here, and at Community First Credit Union, we have to ask, have you thought about where you'd like to be next summer? Would you like to be in a new house, new vehicle, enjoying retirement? We have a hot deal to help. With a minimum of $1,000, get a 13-month certificate account at 5.15% annual percentage yield. And start building your savings this summer to be prepared for next. Get details and apply online today at c1stcu.com. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
H&S Feed and Country Store is celebrating Checkerboard Days Saturday, August 24th from 8 to 3. We have a fun-filled day planned for you and your family. A petting zoo, water balloon launcher, live music, and a kids roping contest. Bring your prize hen in for our chicken beauty contest. Enjoy a smoked pork customer appreciation lunch, savings throughout the store with the opportunity to prepay and pick up your feed at your convenience. H&S Feed and Country Store, your local Purina and Traeger dealer on the west side of Oskaloosa. Follow us on Facebook for more details.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
You're listening to The Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
High above the obvious square, looking down from the KIIC man cave. And I just saw the most pathetic thing I think I've ever seen. I am looking out here, and I've got a perfect view over to the Cellar Barbershop where... Coach Huber's up here, and looking down there, and Dave has got a boot on, just like you, Coach, and this is pathetic. Jared Castor, good buddy of mine, a hardworking guy, and Dave is helping him up the stairs because he couldn't get up, and Dave's got the boot on. Now, that is pathetic, and I know Jared works hard. He's probably pretty tired, but he had to be helped up the stairs by Dave Jamison, who's wearing a boot. And oh, by the way, you made up the back stairs the other day with that boot on. How'd you do that, Coach?
Oh, you know, I'm just...
You think you could help Castor out?
Yeah, Castor Fabrication's got nothing on me. I'm a little tougher than Jared thinks I am, so he could think what he wants, but... Jared, I love you, but buddy.
I turned over here and I look, and he's coming out, and I think he got a haircut. I can see his ears.
He didn't get any better looking.
Well, that come on. There are some things that that even miracle workers cannot do. But the good news, he did make it up out of the cellar, and it was. I'm grateful that Dave Jamison, being an outstanding, he was my coach, my little league ball coach, and he's got that toughness in him. You know that real toughness that Jared's trying to. I can see why he hangs out with guys like that, because he wants to rub off on some of them, right? But good news, Dave did help Jared up the stairway, and because I did see Jared being helped up the bleachers by his wife last night, so that was good too. But hey, let's get off of Jared and the boot and get you were on the sideline with the boot, and you they were giving you a hard time. This is why I'm doing it, because I enjoyed the hard time moment that our secret text that was going on. But you got along the sidelines last night, a chance to see this football team.
Yeah, it was a great night last night. You know, Van Buren, we've got a good relationship with them, build up, and able to play them every year. But it was good to go out and play against someone else besides ourselves for the week. And I think we've seen a lot last night. There's always things we can work on, but I'm really happy where we're at. And, we're going to grind it back out starting Monday.
What were those takeaways? What are some of the big takeaways from last night? Let's start with this. I'll help you out, Coach. We're going to start with the guys up front in the offensive line, because I see a line that's got some bodies and some people to move around, and so. Let's start there.
You know, our line did a great job last night. Coach Lusk has done really good with them, and like we talked earlier last week, that those guys know more than one position. I think it was really good last night to see the different combos of guys coming in and getting a lot of reps. So really impressed with them. Are there things we need to work on? Yes, absolutely. But, you know, having those guys come in, get a lot of quality reps last night and see what they can do and get the right combination of those guys together, because it goes back to what we talked about last week. We got guys wanting to fight for those positions, and they're still doing that right now.
Having the ability to move guys around really big. And how about some depth there? Because I think that, too, you know, when you can spell some minutes. The other part about spelling some minutes is if you need to talk to somebody, all right, to maybe get an idea of what's happening up front, you can grab a rep or two.
Right. We do have some depth there. The line's always that area where you have some depth but not the depth you want. But, again, that's where it comes into where it was important for those guys to learn those other positions. And I think it's great that they weren't prompted to do that. They did that on their own. And, like I said, they got a lot of quality reps last night. We had a lot of guys getting a lot of reps clear into the fourth quarter. And we got a lot of young guys in, too, to get those quality reps. And, you know, that's what they need. The more reps they can get, the better. And I'm just thankful Van Buren can come over and help us do that every year. And we can return the favor as well.
Yeah, that's been a good relationship. And, a good chance for both programs to develop, and you got that relationship where you can talk to the coaches and figure out what you really want to have happen. Let's go to the backfield.
Yeah, backfield. I was really impressed with my running backs last night. I got four really good running backs, and just seeing what they could do last night, there's depth there. You know, if someone goes down or someone needs a spell, we got guys to do that. And then you get it into our quarterback situation. We got two good quarterbacks, and we also got another backup or two if we need them. So just real impressed where those guys are at. Again, there's some kinks we need to work out, but the physicality of our team, I think, has really gone up. There's still some more we need to add to it, but our quarterbacks are just as physical as anybody.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty nice to see when you have quarterbacks wanting to make a play as well.
Yeah, we've seen that recipe in the past when you've got guys that are toting the rock that like to deliver the blow. And the guy that wants to throw the ball that's willing to deliver the blow or get out in a pitch and block. Some of our best quarterbacks, when they've given the ball up, have been downfield leading the way.
Right, and I think that goes back to what we talk about. Like I always tell the kids, I'm going to put the team first, and our kids are starting to understand that. It's not about me, it's about the team, and they're willing to do that for their teammates. And that's just what's special about coaching football. You just see those guys fighting for each other and working together as a team, and they're just going to keep doing that, and that's when good things happen.
Going to be able to run the football. I think you're going to have some guys that can do that and going to be able to run the rock. But I also look outside and I say, man, you got some speed, some athletes on the outside that can stretch the field, guys with some great hands. Connor Pickerel, man, last year he just showed that he can catch anything that's up for grabs. And they're physical guys. So now you block out there, and eventually that D-back decides, you know, I don't want to be blocking this guy. I don't want him blocking me. So they leave him alone.
Right, and that's another position. That's the position we have the most kids of anybody. We have a ton of receivers, but all those guys are physical. They want to be aggressive, and we got a good combination of those. We got some wrestler guys in there that want to be the physical guys. We got the basketball guys that really have the vision of the field, and it's just a great combination of those guys and the skills they bring from other sports, and that's why I love multi-sport athletes that they bring to the game of football. And, again, there's just a ton of them there, but Connor Pickerel, he's out there just laying his body out for catching a pass or blocking someone. Kaysen Baker, Rowan Archer. I mean, I know I'm missing them, but the list just goes on and on. So
Matt Selby he can rip the lid off a defense in a hurry. It's just that fast.
Right, and they're not just fast. They're shifty, too.
Yeah.
Like, you get around Drake Irwin had a big catch last night, and then you got Gage Chance out there. Well, you know, 6 foot something, she's going to jump up. So different weapons to different positions, and we're going to use those weapons. And just having that different type of body type of kids and the different type of athletes, but all bring something to the table, that's pretty nice to have. It just adds to that arsenal.
Yeah, you got some weapons, brother. It's going to be a lot of fun. The offense, I think, is going to score some points, make things fun. But, you know, one thing that I would talk about with my kids all the time is they don't score, you can't lose. And, you know, you got an offense that's going to put some points up on the board. But this defense is many athletes you just laid out there offensively. I think about what this defense can be as well. They can really move to the football.
Well, right. And, again, there's some depth there at line. We got some guys that can move around. Coach Mick does a great job of moving those guys around and getting guys spells offensively and defensively. And then, you know, we got some outstanding linebackers and D-backs. You bring them over from the offensive side of the ball, them speedy guys and shifty guys. But I think last night it was good to see, and like I said, get to go hit somebody else, and that really showed. We had guys making sacks. We had guys making tackles for loss. We had a pick six last night. So a lot of things factor in there, but that's just that having those different type of athletes and a lot of athletes out there in depth. And it wasn't just the starters we had in last night. It was the second, third, fourth string guys who were in there making plays for us. So getting those quality reps in last night was crucial. That defense, I think, did outstanding last night. Again, there's always stuff we can work on, but we're moving in the right direction.
14 seniors?
I believe 14
seniors. 14 seniors, and, you know, Coach, you've been in the program. Well, gee, but it's Christmas. You coached with me when you were in high school.
And yeah, I don't think I've ever really left.
I was going to try to think of the point in time that you know, weren't in the program, but this is now solidly your program, and so I think about the ability for you guys now to roll into practice knowing what to do, and the guys know what to do. You have that great leadership, and then you throw in the depth. I think you got a formula for building on a playoff team a year ago.
Yeah, and the thing is 14 seniors, and a lot of those guys got playing time and stuff last year. But the other thing is just looking at their depth overall. We got 60 kids out for football, I believe. I mean, that's the most – I don't even know when we had those dome teams if we had 60 kids out. But you look around right now on all of our other sports programs this fall, there are a ton of kids out. And it's awesome. I love seeing that we have that many kids out for activities. And that's what you want in your school program. And I'm just going to brag about that a minute. But we had picture day the other day, and there's a ton of kids out for cross country. Coach Mr. Perry had a bunch of kids out band. There's 20-some cheerleaders, 20-some dance team members, I think almost 30 volleyball players. I know Coach Ratliff's got a ton of boys and girls out for track. So just seeing our kids in our community be part of the activities this fall and throughout the school year, that's special. You want your kids to be involved and do those activities. So good kudos to Albia.
Well, buddy, okay, we got the sneak peek last night, but it all gets going, and why not just start it off with the oldest rivalry in high school football?
Yeah, why not? That's just a great game to start out with. But you know what? That should get you fired up for the season, you know, and it'll get both towns fired up, and you want Southern Iowa football to be great, and that's a great way to kick it off. And, you know, I think the guys are going to – we'll watch film with them on Monday and stuff and take away some things that we can do better, but they're going to have to refocus, get dialed in, because, you know, Centerville's – we're going to be traveling down there, and they're going to be hungry. That's a big game for them. It's a big game for us, and I know we want to keep that trophy, so we got to do a lot of little things right and be prepared.
What's game week look like for you guys? And not just for Centerville, but run down for the audience as we get ready to go into game week. And, you know, what does that look like from a coaching perspective?
Yeah, this week's a little bit different just because it's the week one game, so we won't do everything that we normally do. But normally on a general week, on Mondays we'll get together, we'll have the guys lift, then we'll have a film study, and then we'll do a walkthrough. Tuesday's our big day. You know, it's our longest practice of the week. It's kind of the hardest practice, but getting through that. Wednesday's a shorter day, but another tough practice. And then Thursday, we break it down with just a walkthrough again, and then the basic stuff. Then we get together and eat and enjoy the day, and then prep to get ready to go to the game. But, you know, there's some other film session there. We'll lift a couple other times throughout the week, but try to spend as much time together with the players as we can and just make sure we're doing those little things right that we need to do. But our weeks get better. You know, we gave them our kids did a really good job getting through the preseason. It was pretty tough on them. We pushed them, but the guys made it through, and we're really impressed so far with them.
Talking with head coach Justin Huber, and we're going to take a – can you stick around for a few seconds?
Oh, you bet.
We have not broken down the district, and I want to do that when we come back. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back here, continue our conversation with Coach Justin Huber, and we'll break down this district, and then it's go time. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
A robust agricultural economy is the pride of Iowa, but high input costs are challenging farmers and rural families. Inflation is squeezing their finances, making it difficult for family farming to thrive. But there's hope. Congressman Zach Nunn is helping to make loans more accessible and affordable for America's farms by co-sponsoring the Access to Credit for Our Rural Economy, or ACRE Act. The ACRE Act will help lower the cost of rural home mortgages and agricultural loans for hardworking farmers, ranchers, and rural homeowners. Congressman Zach Nunn is fighting to pass common sense legislation like the ACRE Act to help Iowa farms and rural communities prosper. Call Congressman Nunn at 515-400-8180. Thank him for supporting Iowa families and farmers, and ask him to keep advocating to make a thriving agricultural economy a reality. Paid for by American Bankers Association, ABA.com. Sponsored by Iowa Bankers Association.
Now. Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. For 65 years, Menards has been the destination for post-frame buildings. Whether it's used for protecting equipment or you just need a place to keep your toys, Menards has a post-frame building for you. Get a free estimate fast in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Having a conversation here with Coach Justin Huber as we get ready to open up the season. Less than a week away now, this Saturday. All right, Coach Huber, let's break down this new class, two-way District 5. Every year, every 2 years, they realign the districts. Central Lee, Davis County, Mediapolis, Mid Prairie, West Burlington join the Blue Demons. Let's start with Central Lee. What is the kind of the reconnaissance on Central Lee?
You know, I think Central Lee's going to improve. They had some big kids. They always have big kids.
Big kids, always.
And I think they're going to improve from last year. I know their coach was new, I believe, last year, so I'm sure they're going to get better. And they're always big and play is tough. So, I mean, that's a long road trip down there, but I think we'll be prepared to go for them.
In Davis County, that's just the long-standing old rivalry of the South Central Conference.
It is, and I know Coach Staggs really well. We're good friends, and I know he's going to have those guys ready to go. He's in his second year of the program, and he's going to have those guys ready, and he's talked to me, and I know they have good numbers. So they got some kids back again this year. That kicker, he's a big kid that they had, and a good player for them. And you know what? And it's a rivalry game. You never know what's going to happen. But I expect them to be better, and they're going to be tough. They're always tough. Tough playing them.
Yeah, that's Davis County just has that formula of toughness, and then you're going to get some big guys, and then you always have guys that just got real speed. I mean, track down there in Davis County is an important part of their heritage as well.
It is, and like I said, the rivalry deal is huge with that. I think Coach Skaggs and I want to make that a little bit bigger than that, just because it is a close thing, and we've had such a long rivalry. But, yeah, they're going to be ready to play, and like I said, he's doing really good things down there and getting kids excited for football. So I think, again, they're going to be a tougher team this year.
Mediapolis, buddy, that's been synonymous with great football.
Right. You know, they've lost some players this last year due to graduation. But, again, that's just a traditional rich football program. They're still going to be Mediapolis. I think they go down a little bit. But, again, they're them, and they're going to have good athletic kids. Their coach does a great job. He's their athletic director, too. And I just think that Mediapolis is going to be one of those teams that's going to be a tough-fought battle. But, again, they don't have the horses there. I know Drew is gone now, so getting that kicker out of there will help with that hitting yardage. But, you know, just an all-around good football program, and they're going to be a tough competition, but at least we don't have the road travel this year, and they'll be at home.
Mid-Prairie, again, almost the same storyline as Mediapolis.
Yeah, Mid-Prairie's got a lot of guys coming back. They got a really good running back coming back. Good news is we play them at home, but I'd say that's one of your top teams in the district of guys returning and just that rich football program. That'll be a very tough game for us. I think it'll be a tough game for everybody, but having them at home this year and the amount of seniors we have and the leadership we have this year, it's going to be a different game. And I think last year, you look at that game too, we were down two of our better players with Cooper Bradley and Luke Wins. So we were on our second string quarterback last year and didn't have our number two linebacker. So having those guys this year and having them lose some guys, I think that's going to be a whole different ballgame.
That was a crazy night altogether.
Yeah, in the rain. It was not the greatest weather world. And that track, it drops off pretty quick when you go to step off the track onto the field.
Yeah.
I found that out,
didn't you, little buddy?
I did.
All right, West Burlington, what you think there is oftentimes just a lot of speed, too.
Right, that running back will be back again this year. He's got a lot of speed, and that's just a tough nose football program. We're going to go down there, and, you know, those are just tough kids from that area, and they're ready to play. And I think that's a battle we've had. We've played them a long time ago back when I was in school, and I think that's another team that you'll see. And again, you talk about a lot of speed, and I know there's a lot of wrestler guys down there, so they're tough physical guys, and they're going to give you a fight.
A lot of parity here, Coach. I mean, I think there's obviously some favorites, but when you look at this district, a lot of parity.
Right, and you know, I'm going to say this. You look on what the line and stuff, and people always talk about Southern Iowa football being bad, and it's just not a very good district. I find that really hard to believe. I think some of the best football is played in Southern Iowa because you just have them hard-nosed kids, and I really appreciate the coaches in Southern Iowa in our district and inside of a regular conference, too. I mean, I think everyone does the best for the kids. I think that we really love football down here, and we can play football just as well as anybody else in the state of Iowa. I mean, Southern Iowa always gets talked bad, but this is where the tough-nosed kids are.
Yep, looking forward to district. But to get to district, we got Centerville, obviously, to open up with. Sheraton, game number three. You got to go to I-35. Back-to-back games on the road to begin the season.
Right, and that kind of worked out, I guess. You know, last year they were home for the first two games. I know we're doing some stuff with our field and trying to get that ready, so that's going to help us out there. But I think that's exciting for our kids. You know, get on the road, get the jitters out, and then come home and for a big game against
Sheraton. Don't you feel like you can, the road games sometimes people say, well, that's tough. You got to go on the road. But I'll tell you what happens is you, as a coach, now have your team – you got them locked in. You've got them under control, and nobody likes a long bus ride. But that can oftentimes be to your advantage too, because you know where everybody's at. You can spend some time. They can really focus on what they're about to do.
Right, and I think the other thing too, having those two travel games to non-district schools helps you prep and get ready for your district games. And again, that travel deal doesn't bother me. It's a lot better than we did 2 years ago when we were going clear up north to Iowa Falls and 3-hour bus rides. But we got some decent travel time, but it also gets the kids, like I said, locked in and ready to go for our district games. And having those non-district games before your regular season really starts, I think, is beneficial, just so you can work out all the kinks and stuff. Yes, do these games mean something, these non-district? Oh, absolutely. A lot of rivalry
trophy
there.
Games there.
Yep. But you want to prep yourself and get ready to go for your district
games. The district's going to matter, you know.
Because the district's going to matter. And I think this district's going to be pretty tough this year. I feel like all these teams are going to improve last year, and it's going to depend on, you know, a lot of those games are going to come down to who makes the least amount of mistakes.
So how do you envision success, Coach?
I think the big deal for us this year, we need to take care of all the little mental mistakes we have. Two, we want to be the best version of ourselves. And three, we want to be the hardest hitting football team out there and the most physical.
The good news, those are things you can control.
Right, and that's what we talk about. We can only control what we can control, and the rest of it, let the chips fall where they may.
Can't wait, buddy. It's going to be a great ride. We'll start it all off on Friday. We'll see you at Hardee's to begin our Friday morning preview. That's just a few short days away.
Sounds good. Roll Demon.
All right, a quick timeout. We'll come back. Joe Millage is going to join me. We'll break down how you can stay connected throughout this fall sports season and 8 different broadcasts. And whenever I say that, you ought to see the white that comes on Jacob Briggs' face. Quick timeout. We'll come back. The fastest hour on all the radio about to wind down, and you want to stay buckled in.
Get ready for the biggest free Christian music event in Southeast Iowa. Concert on the Square, featuring Cochran and Company. And Ben Fuller.
Back to cross.
Saturday, August 31st in downtown Oskaloosa. A night free to attend, full of fellowship, food trucks, and fun. Make your plans now to attend this year's free Concert on the Square. Labor Day weekend in downtown Oskaloosa. Visit OskiFreeConcert.com for more details.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932 932- 3129.
Wow! That's the expression most people say when they go into Franklin Street Clothing in Pella, Iowa. You know, Mike is waiting there, and they have 5,000 pairs of Levi jeans, Docker jeans, Levi's that you can't find today. Mike has them all, and your size. Plus, they carry non-Bush shoes. They carry clothes for women, for children, right downtown Pella. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6, Thursday nights till 8, Saturday 9 to 5. Franklin Street Clothing in downtown Pella.
Fast hour on all the radio, about to get in the books, and we're about to get really busy. A guy that's going to help keep all this together, Joe Millage. Joe, buddy, first of all, you know, I'm a little jealous because you're just a few, you're a stone throw away from the American Table there at the new restaurant there in Oscar that you took us all out to, and huge crew, and that picture of the size of the crew, impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty big, and you're right. The restored post office in Oskaloosa, if you haven't had a chance to eat there, the upstairs isn't done yet. That's more of the fine dining, but the bar in the basement is just like a little speakeasy spot there. It's really phenomenal, the old post office in Oskaloosa. Before we get too far, Jason, I wanted to do a little role play with you, if I could. Let's pretend we're on the phone.
Hello, Joe. Oh, hi, Joe.
Hello, Mr.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Mr. Summers.
Hello?
This is...
Hello?
Mr. Summers, this is Homemakers, and I've got a couch to deliver. Would you like us to go ahead and take that up to the second floor apartment for you?
Is it going to cost me $5 extra? Because if it is, I've got somebody I can call that will help me bring it upstairs. Joe Millage, you were a hero yesterday, buddy, because the dad that had the furniture delivered to the front door of an apartment and had this blob unloaded on the curb. Joe Millage.
I need Huber on here because he's figured out a way to squirt a running back through a slot. If he could tell us how to get a 44-inch wide sofa through a 36-inch wide door, we could be a taker of that information. Yeah, we're getting ready for Friday Night Lights. Big crew. We've added another broadcast. It's our eighth, and it would be Ottumwa. So ThunderCountry.tv is going to have 8 live broadcasts. And we're excited. We're excited to get started. We've got the new production truck that will produce everything out of the back of. And actually went down to Centerville yesterday to try to kick the tires on that and make sure all that worked. But fewer boxes for you guys to have to carry. Speaking of carrying a bunch of equipment up a second floor, so yes, we're.
Well, that is the sign that I got to get off the air because you put these hard brakes in on me. You
I
can't
know.
Put hard brakes on me, brother.
I know.
Are you ready?
We're ready to go.
All right, Huber. How do you get a little advice for Millage?
Well, what I tell my running backs, if you don't fit, just force through, buddy.
That's what we did.
That's what we did. Little push. Millage on the backside doing the push, and we got that couch in there, and a big thank you, Millage, for stopping by. And
yes, sir.
Hey, we're pretty lucky because we got a couple of Elon Musk on our crew. Man, do we got a smart crew.
Oh, man, we got some brain surgeons.
We do. Going to be
Rocket
good stuff.
Scientists. All right.
You ought to see, though, we need a doctor because when I look at Jacob Briggs, he is white. I'm worrying
white
about all
goat.
This. All right. The Fast Hour on All Radio is in the books. You've been listening to Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Have a great Saturday.
The only.